May the words I speak, may the thoughts we think, may the deeds which come from them be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord. Amen. Please be seated. The commercial world offers us Mother's Day. The lectionary offers us Mothering Sunday. And there's plenty of overlap between those two angles on this day. And those of us in church may well consider our own mothers on this day. And that's a good thing. For some, of course, this is going to be a day of thanksgiving. For others, there'll be regret, sadness. For some, both. And there are many reasons why Mothering Sunday can be tricky for people. And maybe in that trickiness, we're not helped by the overwhelming number of Mother's Day cards and gifts in our shop. Sentimental greeting card verses bombard us with images of perfect motherhood, whatever that is. Super efficient, super humorous, super glamorous. Now, I know, of course, you are, but it's a bit far removed from reality on the whole, isn't it? Mothering Sunday is not just, however, a day for thinking about mothers, but a Sunday for considering the mothering of God. Our Mother, who art in heaven as much as our Father. And maybe that's the way in to help us navigate this trickiness. And that a real clue lies also in the word Sunday, as much as mothering. Sunday is a day when we gather to worship God as a church community. And our focus then should be on God. God is the one who gives us life as a church. And whatever our experiences of mothers and motherhood, it is our creating and loving God who brings us and the universe into being, whose mothering and life-giving nature we are called to praise. We could have chosen either of two gospel texts for today. They both focus on Mary, the mother of Jesus. The one we heard from Luke's gospel sees her at the beginning of Jesus' mortal life. Or we could have read from towards the end of John's gospel as she witnesses the end of it. There, Jesus on the cross looks down and he says to his disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Regardless of which is chosen, we should note that both gospel writers are writing in the light of the resurrection. And so, although each speaks in different ways of the sorrow of Mary, projected and foretold by Simeon, or experienced firsthand at the crucifixion, we read them, and the very first hearers read them from a place of life, new life and eternal life. And so with Luke, we recall how through Mary, the life of God present in the incarnation, in the birth of Jesus. Here we are in the middle of Lent. And in that time, we catch a glimpse of Christmas. We're reminded of God entering into human existence, breathing life and love into our human lives, even when those lives are full of sorrow and tragedy, as sadly so many are today. And in balance to that, in John's gospel, we see that same love in action. As Jesus brings two grieving people together to form a new community, even as he prepares to draw his last breath. Life and love and compassion will continue beyond this earthly existence. For here is the nurturing, creating love of God truly exemplified. I'm sure it's true for pretty much anyone here. Life contains joys and sorrows, as well as times of indifference. The life of God encompasses our human interactions our relationships, our hope, guilt and expectations. We see this in the gospel passages. The possibility of God's life, eternal life, shining through moments of Mary's own tragedy. And so we can speak of God as the one who gives life in creation, as well as the one who redeems and sustains it. It's this, the God who brings everything to birth, who nurtures us and offers us eternal life, that we celebrate in the midst of Lent. Incarnation, resurrection, meets together at the cross. So in our churches, we might profitably consider how best we can be places that offer God's life-giving hope to all. How might we support those who struggle in our community and further afield in the world? How might we sit with those who are grieving? How might we share the joy of those who are joyful? How, in other words, can we remind ourselves and others that every aspect of life is held within that resurrection life, the eternal life of our mothering God? Amen.